The following is a room conversation recorded August 24th, 1976, in Hyderabad, India.
Where are selected Marwari? This morning?
Yes, these people are the head of the Marwari community. They don't know how to live. They live in these slums, which we saw today. They live all around that area. They are karodpatis, they have crores of rupees.
To live very gorgeously is not good.
But even their houses are not so clean, shabby.
And the Hindus are not, you cannot say that they are clean. I have seen in Bombay, even the poorest man, his house, and a Parsi gentleman, his kitchen, I mean. A Parsi's kitchen so nasty. And here you see this poor man, how they meet.
Yes.
Their utensils, how much clean. I had been in Parsi kitchen. All the pots black. Nothing is clean. For eating, they use this
glass
china.
Yes.
So a clean and unclean cannot be understood, simply washed. But so far the cooking pot, all in our also, when it is handled by this European, African devotee, the black, down it is black. That should not be glass. It must be clean.
By the heat, if you use wood, it brings up a lot of...
But it must be clean.
Cleans.
Daily.
It should not come on your finger if you touch it. That black thing.
Not even you cannot see black, any black spot. Then it is clean. Otherwise it's not clean. If there's a single black spot, it's not clean. You can see from this poor class how their utensils are clean. Before taking water, to jug the water pot, you like to drink water from it. In our school days, there are sweepers, there are different quarters. So you like to sit down. So clean. The sweeper, cleansing the toilet.
Bangi.
But when you come to his house, the living quarters, it is so clean. The bed, the room, the utensils. And they also will take rice, bath, then they will eat. That is the Hindu culture. Every man, sweeper class, dress class. And I have seen one sweeper class where in Allahabad, regularly worshipping deity. They take an initiation from the Vrindavan Goswami. They follow strictly rules and the rules. Cleanliness is very important. In English also it is said, cleanliness is left to godliness. Everything, especially temple, you will attract them. And we are singing daily. Sri Vigrahara Dhana Nityanana Sringaratan Mandira Marjanadi. That Mandira Marjan. Marjan means cleaning. Want of cleanliness means laziness. If you are lazy, you cannot keep clean. Let me see how we can. That is more of ignorance. Come over. We have to conquer our rajagun, tamagun, tato rajasamo bhava. Then it's a question of coming to the platform. Shuddha, sadhu. Sattanga, visuddhanga, vasudeva, sadhu. The Western world is very busy manufacturing this machine. They are thinking this is advancement, absolutely.
Technology.
That is not advancement.
You can't see any use for philosophy and finance
because
anymore.
They do not know what is wrong.
They don't know what the point of it is.
They do not know what is missing. Why the body is useless. They do not cultivate. Most important thing they do not cultivate. This man was so important, 1 second before, now his whole body is useless. He has been thrown out. They do not give attention to this, how it becomes. The second before he was Mr. Churchill or Mr. Such and such, very important man, or man showing respect. They go. And now it is useless. If somebody kicks on his face, nobody will say. Out of sentiment they protest, but the man will not protest.
They stick him in the ground. Put him in a box.
Why this happened? This why question does not come. They are so dull.
Yeah.
What that thing missing? And this rascal scientist who theorized, the blood becomes white, this becomes that, that becomes that, that. How you do it? If the blood has become white, and make it red, make some color, a chemical, and bring it to life. No, the life-giving substance is lost. Oh, life-giving substance, not lost. So many germs are coming. Why did he say the life-giving substance is lost? It is there. They do not consider that. If matter is life-giving substance, matter is there. Decomposed matter is also matter. It's like stool, a decomposed remnants of foodstuff. But that is also matter. Stool is also matter. The same kiti of the mortal form is there, the earth is there, the water is there, the heat is there. But it is lost there. And actually you see from these matters, from the stool, there's so many worms are coming out. How do you say that the life-giving matter is missing? That you cannot explain is still very not accept that the soul is gone. That individual soul is gone. This is very interesting.
I say there are 100 leprosy patients, there are 1,000 orphans. The we put them there, give them food, and make them pray to Krishna. Or,
well, you are there mistaken. That if you have to awaken Krishna Bhakti, why you go to the lepers?
No, they have come there. They are all there in the temple. They are not allowing others to pray properly. They are all 1,000. In the past, there are thousands.
We have no objection.
Thank you.
That because our principle is Krishna Bhakti Nitya Siddha.
Yes.
So Krishna Bhakti is there in everywhere.
Yes.
So lepar or non lepar.
Yes.
That's like our Vivekananda.
Yeah.
He took up Darida Nara.
Yeah.
This is an absurd proposition. Narayan is never Darida. But if you put this argument, then Narayan is everywhere. So if Narayan is everywhere, why you take up only Darida Narayan? Why not Dhani Narayan? If you have got so broad vision, that Narayan is everywhere, therefore you see everyone. So why you particularly take this Arjuna? Similarly, Krishna Bhakti is everywhere. It is in the leper as non-leper.
Yes.
So why should you take particularly the leper? So that is outwardly social service, that they are taking care of the leper. So, in that vision, it will not be right. Krishna Bhakti even requires, even a kormi like big owner of factories, he is more diseased than the leper. Because he has no Krishna Bhakti. So we have to take care of the leper and the richest man also, if he has no Krishna.
That also.
No, therefore we should not make any distinction.
No.
That only the lepers will be taken care.
Again, before you said rich man or somebody comes, prays.
Everyone is more than leper.
He takes the prasada in the temple, he goes, but this man is not allowed, he can't come. Therefore God goes
to have to take. You cannot manufacture where God goes. You should have to take lesson from God. That is one thing. If we manufacture ideas, that will never be successful. Don't manufacture ideas. If you want to be servant of God, you must take instruction from God. That is one thing. You cannot manufacture ideas that God wants you. So, first of all, try to understand what is God's mission. God's mission is, it is clearly said, dadadadayi dharma sadhvani. So, more or less, everyone is entangled with this grani bhava. A manufacturer. Just like the demigod was. This is a grani dharma. And Krishna says, sarva-dharma and purushottama-dharma. And Krishna clearly says, kama-sastra-hita-jnana jajante annadevata. So, if you they want to utilize, people are giving in good faith, Balaji, Krishna, that is hard-earned money, whatever, we are giving some jagya, that is one thing. Jagya chakarmanmattu, lopantamuram. But that money should not be utilized for any other purpose except yoga. First of all, you have to decide like that. Then we can give you direction. First of all, you have to decide that this money, not a single farthing should be spent for any other purpose than performing yoga. then we can give you right direction. And if we have planned to utilize this money for any other purpose, that is Lord Krishna's mission, that is your mission. So, first of all, you have to decide whether you are going to execute Krishna's mission or your mission. Krishna's mission is very clearly defined. It is there, everything is declared there in the Bhagavad Gita. You can do it very nicely. But if you want to do any other mission, then you can do. You are government, you are in power, you can do that. But that will not be pleasing to Krishna. He has got a mission. That is stated. Dharmasagranibhu. So any dharma, so-called dharma, which does not awaken the Krishna consciousness is glani. Krishna does not want that. So if against the will of Krishna, against the mission of Krishna, if you want to do something, you can do. People are doing so many things. That is also mentioned by Krishna.
Did you say Jnana Maharshi?
No. That one verse says that one does not. Krishna's mission is the surrender. Now who does not surrender? That is stated by Krishna. Namang duskita na mura prabhadam te na rama. Maya Apuitabhyana Hasuri Kau. Anyone who does not surrender to Krishna, he must be proof either Duskitana, Murha, Naradhama, Maya Apuitabhyana, Hasuri Kau. We do that. Anyone who does not surrender to Krishna, he must be proof. And for them, what is that? Tanaham disatat puran kibapi agastam. Find out this word. Tanaham disatat puran. If anyone is envious of Krishna, then what is his punishment?
Tanaham disatat puran samsarishu naradhaman kibami agastam asuban asurishu eva jonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life.
The next one.
Asurin joni mapana muto janmani janmani mama prapya eva kanteya chato jantya jamam gatim. Attaining repeated birth amongst the species of demoniac life, such persons can never approach me. Gradually they sink down to the most abominable type of existence.
So this is my request, that our money. There is nothing our money, everything Krishna. But we are thinking, because we are asuri. So asuras think like that. Just like Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, what is Ravana? That is asuri. They think like that, and that is asuri. But otherwise, Ishava Asuridam Sadmam, everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore, Jagga is advised. The sooner you hand over Krishna's property to Krishna, it is good.
Swamiji, we are karma yogis. We start the day with surrendering to God and asking Him to show us the way. You are not doing this. I don't know what other way we are doing.
I think karma yogi, why you should take Krishna's money for karma?
For what? Parvati. That is for everyone. Yes.
That is the...
It is not used, as you correctly said. The, that way only it is used. There may be different...
The first thing is that but, if you decide that Krishna's money should be utilized for Krishna's mission,
yes.
So Krishna's mission is the Sarva Dharman Paritanjo Maharaj Sarvam. You have to bring them to the sense of Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
And there is a process. You cannot manufacture that process. You have to take the process from Krishna. That Krishna says, Manmana Bhavaman Bhakta Madhyari Mana Namastu. Whole thing. You have to teach people how he can think of Krishna, Manmana. Then the mission is there. That is Krishna. Krishna says, Satatam Kirtayantam Maam Jatantasya Dhirantasya. Namasam Tastavan Bhaktya Nitra Nitra Upasana. You have to teach them like that. Satatam Kirtayantam. As we are doing, we're always chanting Hare Krishna. So if you manufacture in your own way, that you can do. Tathāsa vidhima siddhya vartate kāma kāva na siddhim kāva. That is very successful. If you have to execute the mission of Krishna, you have to take instruction of Krishna and do it rigidly, then it is. Krishna's mission is that one must know Krishna and surrender to him. This is his. Krishna does not say that by karma yoga one can understand. Krishna says, bhakta mama vijanati, javan jastami. He cannot say, we are karma yogi. Karma yogi is the third class. He is karmi, a little mixed up with yoga. Adultery. Jnana-yogi, he is not a bhakta, he is jnani, but just to bring him gradually a little bhakti. You see? And real bhakti is anna-vilasita-sunnam jnana-karma-anabhritam. When it will be stintless of any karma and jnana, then it is pure bhakti. That is Krishna's mission. Sarva dhamma paritya. Not mixed up with jnana, karma, guru. Otherwise, how Krishna says, bhaktyavam. He could have said, anywhere. As this rascal said, anywhere go, you will get Krishna. And that Krishna does not say. Krishna says, bhaktyavam vijana. Javana jastani. Tattva. Manusranam sanset, kosti, vetrimam, tattva. Janmatanma dibbam, yujyanati, tattva. So that tattva, bhaktyavam, abhijanati, javana, jasthani, tattva. So we have to take this. He manufactured in his own way, and still he carry out the mission of Krishna, that is company. He has to tell you lessons from Krishna. Then it will be said. Karma yoga is for the third class. They are addicted to karma. A little bit. That is not pure. Jnana karma is anabhritam. When there is not a tinge of karma and jnana, that is pure. That is Krishna. So everything is there, direction is there. We can guide you, but not power according to our wing, but according to Shastra. If we are greedy to accept, then we can also cooperate. But if you manufacture your own way, then how you can do?